Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm hitting the wrong thing here.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, that is so not what I wanted to hear. Here we go. Is it on? Damn it.
Where's the...
Hold on. Here it is. Happy Friday, everybody.
Same to you.
I do need Bryn.
You do?
Yeah. Is he out there?
Yeah, he's at his desk.
All right, then I'll start with this, and you guys see if you can round him up. Gwyneth Paltrow is set to marry Brad Falchuk this weekend. According to Page Six, they will say "I do" in front of a small group of their close friends and family.
I'm always surprised to hear that after there's been a divorce, and you know.
Yeah, you know, people love their weddings, man. I guess they just feel that they need to do that again.
Okay.
Because I'm with you. I do feel like if you were... I mean, it's fine, get married again, but it does seem like throwing a big...
You wouldn't give up on love.
Throwing a big wedding, though, you know.
You know
I
what?
Can see what they're
Everyone's
made of
got
money.
Their
they
own thing.
They can do whatever they want.
To me, I feel like I get why you marry. I understand the incentive behind it, but if you've raised your family and the two of you are...
Maybe she's planning on more kids with him or something.
You think?
I don't know. How old is she? 40-something? Early
40s? She's 46.
Oh, maybe she's not planning on... I don't know. It's a little old for kids.
Do they have the guest list, the 50? Who are the 50?
I don't have the 50. That is actually very small for a wedding. I mean, you start...
For a celebrity wedding.
Yes. Well, they had about a 400-person engagement party that Ryan Murphy threw for them in L.A. back in April.
Oh.
But it looks like there's only going to be about 50 people at this particular ceremony.
Do you think Chris Martin's invited?
Probably.
Yeah,
they seem
I
to be
sure.
Pretty cool.
They do. And good for them. You know, they consciously uncoupled. They unconsciously coupled in 2014. And that is apparently when she started dating Brad Falchuk right away. They met on the, I guess Brad Falchuk is maybe a producer or something on Glee. And she'd done a few appearances on
the old window, huh?
He was waiting at the window. He was first in line. He stepped up.
Big old line for that. You know what? I don't have a long list of movies I've seen her in where I'm like, oh, she's fantastic. She was in some thriller I liked. Oh, I can't remember. Was that with Michael Douglas?
The Michael Douglas one. Yeah, I love that one.
Dial Him for Murder?
Or A Perfect Murder,
something like that.
I like that, but I think she is fantastic in the Iron Man movies.
I actually think, as an actress, she's absolutely great.
See, I can't say that, but her rapport with Iron Man is fantastic. Like, they're very cute together.
She did this movie called Emma.
No, see, I wouldn't like that. I can already tell you.
It's delightful. It's so
what
cute.
What happens in that?
Oh, she was also in... Oh, it's a period piece. You
right,
like it.
I knew it.
Yeah. She was also in a Jack Black movie called, like...
Oh, Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal.
I saw
she's
that.
She's excellent in that. She's great.
I have some of the list.
Oh,
of
this
who's
is, these
invited.
Are the 50 people?
Well, not all 50.
Okay.
But some of the A-list celebrities going to the 50-person wedding are Cameron Diaz, Robert Downey Jr., Reese Witherspoon, and Chris Martin.
Well, of course he's going.
The people that were invited to the thing that you said back in April, their engagement ceremony, that didn't make the cut for the wedding are Jennifer Aniston, doesn't get to go to the wedding, Demi Moore, Lake Bell, Liv Tyler, Chelsea Handler, Kate Hudson.
Maybe they're like, good.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to the Hamptons.
Right, Vinny?
Thanks
exactly for the
right,
non-invite.
Yeah. High five.
Yeah.
She wrote in Goop magazine about, you know, that's her online thing, her decision to tie the knot again. I've decided to give it a go again, not only because I believe I found the man I was meant to be with. Oh, burn on Chris. But because I've accepted the soul-stretching, pattern-breaking opportunities that terrifyingly are made possible by intimacy. She's so well-spoken. It'll be. Bryn, did you hear me screw up the thing you left in the cube?
No, I did not.
Oh,
I was
boy,
listening to something
it was
else.
Not good. I couldn't figure out how to get it on the air.
That sounds like a great radio show.
Yeah, it was the best thing I ever did. It was fantastic. So Murphy Brown is coming back.
Yeah.
What is the care factor on this? I loved that show.
I did love it. I'm not really interested in seeing it.
You're going to watch it, though?
You know what? I'm really not watching that primetime network TV.
Will you?
But what I do like about it is I love seeing like the workings of the news business or television station, radio stations. I like that stuff. We got the brownies yesterday.
We did. Oh, they sent Murphy brownies. Delicious.
Did you think so?
They were soft and delicious.
I never saw these brownies.
I saved
some
for you.
Right out there? Oh. Yeah. We know you like brownies.
The funny thing
about that,
usually you say you like to see the background of, you know, the making of a television set.
Yeah.
News. Look at this set.
Is it the same?
There's like 20 people there.
Yeah,
and
it's so not like it is.
It doesn't look like that anymore. I can tell you from my experience recently, you actually walk in and you're all alone.
Yes.
Automated cameras.
All alone. I'm so all alone. So on the, I guess, on the premiere, there was a surprise cameo. You may know if you watched the show as a regular.
I never did.
Well, one of the running gags was that she could never find an assistant. Yeah. So there would be all kinds of guest stars, you know, in the role of her assistant that day. And it was, you know, hilarious how they would screw up.
It was really funny.
So she's interviewing for the position. And here's the piece. And the elevator opens on Hillary Clinton, who's walking into.
Oh.
Hilarious.
Well, I'm not watching based on that clip. You into that? You're not watching that.
I'm not going to watch that. But that's very cute. Hilarious that she comes in for the secretary position. It's adorable. Ready on day one. Oh my God, you guys. There's a new Barbra Streisand song. Yes.
Oh my God, we are skewing old this break.
Yeah. Listen.
Murphy Brown reboot, Barbra Streisand.
It's a whole break for Scott Caparo, apparently. So she's got a record coming out called Walls on November 2nd. And apparently she was inspired by everything that's happening in the world today.
Oh.
She's angry. She's very politically minded. Yes. And I guess that she said once she started to write,
it just came out of her.
So this first single is called Don't Lie to Me. And it is directed, it would appear, directly at Donald Trump. Okay.
Oof.
Yeah. So
you into that?
Well, that's a
I'm
hit.
Not. No, that's not a hit. I assure you.
Is that an Alice Essential?
Here's the thing that bums me out about this. I actually, no, do not add that to the montage. Don't do it. Why you gotta ruin the montage?
What do you mean?
This is your girl.
You put the Drake thing into this.
People love Barbra.
She's not my girl. Not
these people.
I do love Barbra, but I actually think her voice sounds terrible on that. And plus, I'm like, I just wanted to like mellow out with a Barbra record. Why does it have to remind me of all the crap that's going down in the world?
Let's hear the chorus.
How do you sleep when the world's burning?
Well, it's not even, it's so direct. It's not even artfully right. done.
You heard the chorus, who?
Oh, that was the chorus?
How do you sleep when the world's turning?
Oh, right.
Yeah. How do
it
you...
sounds like she just wrote him hate mail and then sang it.
I'm going to sing this into a microphone. All of these things I think in my brain. All right, enough of that. That is terrible. That was terrible. Turn it off. I'm trying to save people.
There's something for everybody, you know. Somebody's gonna love it out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. That is true.
Scott's probably melting in his car.
Don't lie to me. Even Barbra fans are like, "Oh, that's not her best."
Well, 925 says Barbra Streisand is very politically opinionated. I paid $1,000 to go see her concert because it was my mom's one dream in her life, her favorite singer of all time. Between every song, Barbra had to talk politics. It was annoying and inappropriate. We paid all that money to hear her rant and rave about Donald Trump and Hillary.
Yeah, let's get back to making beautiful music like Evergreen.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, enough. Really, truly, turn it off. I almost like this less than Drake. It's like just a hair above it.
All right, well, you got it, dude.
I did not just ask for that. I didn't ask.
Oh, come on. Can you not turn me off? Don't turn me off like that.
Really,
that's offensive.
Oh, my God. If you were a diehard fan of Hanson in the 90s, anyone? Man. Anyone a diehard fan of Hanson?
No.
I like that one song. Oh, God. I keep trying to give you another
chance. Talking about Mbop?
Mbop. Bop, bop,
yeah, I don't know any other song that they did.
Because there are no other songs, no matter how many they did. Bop, bop, yeah, can you please play the song I want? Yeah, so they actually, so there's three. Oh, okay. Oh my God. It's Friday. Why are you?
I got you.
So the three boys in the band actually have four younger siblings. And one of them's name is Joshua McKenzie Hanson. He goes by Mac, usually.
Okay.
He's 24 years old, 8 years younger than the youngest member of Hanson. I don't know if you remember when Hanson was, when they really were first out, the drummer kid was like a five-year-old, like really young.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid, Joshua, has a band called Joshua and the Holy Rollers, and they just released their debut single.
Is it church music or?
You know,
I think you'll like it, Vin.
How about me?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's musical.
So it sounds like he did a drug trip out to the desert to figure out whether or not he should go into music. Because, you know, his brothers are so famously the, you know, the Hanson.
A drug trip?
Well, I'm throwing drug trip on it. Because here's what he says. He went on a camping trip to Joshua Tree National Park. He said, I was sitting on top of a rock, watching the sun fall behind mountains, playing guitar and writing music, and I just felt an upswell in my soul. I stood on top of this rock, ripped off my shirt, and yelled into the distance, I'm effing loud! Deal with it! I'd been told to use my inside voice my entire life. I'm big and loud, and there's a certain identity there that I hadn't come to terms with. Sounds like a drug trip to me.
It does sound like a drug trip. The clothes always come off. I don't know what it is about LSD.
I gotta get this off me!
I can't move with this shirt on. Get off me.
So he says his the oldest Hanson brother, Isaac, he said that he was his biggest supporter. He helped him with vocal lessons, helped him with recording. Also, apparently this kid, Joshua Mack, I guess they call him Mac, but Joshua was the name of the band. He's friends with Johnny Galecki from the Big Bang Theory, and he did the music video.
Oh, neat.
So it does sound different than Hanson. Let's take a listen to Joshua and the Holy Rollers, a song called Hey Hey.
It's a blues jam. It's good. It's not a hit.
Is this the chorus right here?
Yes, that's correct. Hey,
yeah,
hey.
I mean, I like it better than most of the Hanson music I've heard. So, yes, other than Mbop, which is a great song.
It's not
song.
Bad. It's just not going to.
It's got a nice little groove.
Yeah. This is the kid?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Oh, can I see him?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen him.
Here he is.
Oh, boy.
He does not look like his brothers.
He does not. He may be doing that intentionally. He did say he's a big dude. He actually looks more like Chris Stapleton than he does like Hanson, but his hair's darker.
And sounds more like Chris too.
Yeah.
Stapleton.
Sounds good.
I like that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, he sounds
really
good.
I love blues.
Sure. All right. So this weekend, let's see. Adam Driver is going to be this weekend's host. And Kanye, on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye is promoting his new album, Yandi. If you're wondering why we don't play it in today's new music, it's because he's not going to have it out until tomorrow. He's going to put it out the same day he does his SNL thing.
Is this another deal with Tidal?
I don't know. I really don't. It's just not going to be on iTunes until tomorrow, it looks like.
Oh.
So Lil Wayne is also releasing his long-awaited album today. Kanye says, I'm all right if I'm in his shadow. That's fine. He says, we know it'll come in number two to my brother Lil Wayne, Kanye's new record. He says, and that's lovely. The universe needs Ye and Wayne and the music at the same time. So he's going to be on SNL as the musical guest. Adam Driver is the host. And Kanye was like, I was kind of hoping for Louis C.K. So that's got to feel good for Adam. Got to like that. And then it looks like October 6th, so that's next weekend, that Awkwafina chick from Crazy Rich Asians is going to be the host.
I love her so much. She's so great.
Yeah, she's, I don't see anything more about it. And I also don't see the musical guest that night. But, so if you liked Crazy Rich Asians and you're into Awkwafina, she's hosting next week, and this will be her first time doing it. This is what we have to look forward to this weekend. Please do this one, Kanye.
Didn't Lil Wayne have the Carter 5 done 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been done and sitting due to lawsuit with Birdman,
although
right?
They just added a new song, apparently, just in the last couple of weeks. Post Malone was like, hey, man. And he was like, yeah, okay, man. And then they went in the studio. And so I don't know if he was added to a... Like, I would love to be on that record. Love to be on the record.
Was that an actual conversation?
It was. Hey, man. Yeah, okay, man. I don't know if he got added to a song that was already on there or if they did a whole new song together, but apparently he is one of the guests.
Cool.
You know what? In fact, if you can grab that one when we do the music at the
with Post Malone?
O'clock. Yeah.
The sure. Carter... I don't know if there was a 4. I have the Carter 3, and it was epic.
Yeah, the Carter 5 epic. Is finally out today.
All right.
And one more new music piece because we have a lot to get to at 8 o'clock, and this is just a single. Marc Anthony, Will Smith, and Bad Bunny have teamed up for a new song called Esta Rico.
Esta
Rico. Those all swears?
No, those were computer skips.
Oh. So is that Will Smith doing the like rap
yeah,
singing
that was Will
part?
Smith doing
and
the
so
rap.
Bad Bunny, what, did the track?
He's going to jump in with some mumble here.
Oh. Seriously?
Yeah, what do you mean seriously? That's what's hot now, right?
Is it? Oh, that's in Spanish.
He's in Spanish.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say.
But it's,
I was
that...
like, can I not understand him because he's mumbling or because he's speaking in Spanish?
It has a mumble slur to it.
Yeah, all right, great. Anyway, there you go. Esta Rico.
Esta
Rico. It's a new song.
Esta Rico.
There you go. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
The latest on the Transbay Transit Center.
Oh.
It looks like there was a big earthquake and a tsunami, which I'm having trouble getting more news on.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's anyway, and also Elon makes the news.
Oh. After radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're so excited. I think Tuesday, Michael Franti's coming in.
Yes.
So he has a new movie out. It's called, or it's about to be out, Stay Human. And he's doing a film screening and acoustic performance that we have tickets for if you're calling number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. If you love Michael Franti, this is the contest for you. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I love Michael Franti.
I see. I thought you had a question about
that. You said if you love Michael Franti, and I just...
Yep, put your hand right up.
Right.
Put your hands in the air.
Yeah.
Saturday, November 17th, he's doing a screening at the Norse Theater, N-O-U-R-S-E Theater. And right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to this uplifting and intimate evening. You'll get up close with director Michael Franti. He'll be introducing and screening the new film, Stay Human. Then there'll be a Q&A session about the film, and he'll do an acoustic set after that. With friends of his, Carl Jung and Victoria Cannell. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com, so you can find them there.
Today at 10.
Today at 10?
Nice.
All right, perfect.
Hooman, are you hosting the Q&A?
I'm not.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I
You should tell him you're really good at moderating
No, I'm just, you know, I want to see the movie, though. So
you going to go to the screening?
I'm hoping to go to the Mill Valley Film Festival one, because it's also there as well. So I'm gonna figure out a way to see it, though, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's like one of your best friends, so.
Well, his wife.
Thank you.
We're good, too.
Tell his wife.
You don't like
to...
Michael?
I do.
Oh. Is he too happy for you?
No, I'm not an unhappy person.
We're going to have tickets to Michael's film for the Mill Valley one next week.
Oh, great.
Oh, when he comes in?
Yeah, well, I believe throughout the week.
Oh, okay, great. He must be so excited. Imagine that, making your own movie.
I know.
Putting it out.
So great.
Anyway, call now. 800-400-3697. Caller 9 gets the tickets. Oh, my God.
The Nothing Radio is working. Alice Report.
It's like,
it's like I forgot how to run the board. I'm so
like
sorry.
Your fingers aren't Vinny. Working.
They're not.
What's up, everyone?
Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Pick your head up, Sarah.
I'm so sorry.
7:40. Let's go ahead and read this quick tag.
All
this
right.
Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the Woo. Fall into Savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru. CarlsonSubaru.com. Carlson Subaru.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's all good.
Friday.
If you're into sports at all, the Rams won last night.
Oh, yeah.
Big weekend for our boys' team.
Oh, Cal.
Cal.
I finally got your catch your drift now on that.
We have a son at Berkeley.
Yeah, but yes, we do, Vinny. You and I do have a son at Berkeley.
Right.
He's, you know, we're not paying attention to the football. But go Bears, right?
So Oregon, the Ducks are in town to play Cal. Cal's currently undefeated, so go Cal. It's a home game, so it's a big deal.
Great.
Right here.
It's going to be packed. Woo.
What's the stadium? Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, it's a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, so there you go. Can't wait to get tweets and pictures and stuff from the game from you guys.
Right.
That'll be so fun.
That's
a 7:30 evening game. Stanford undefeated and playing at Notre Dame at 4:30, and that's going to be another big one on Saturday. Also, the A's are in Anaheim tonight. They're headed to the postseason, so go A's. I don't know that they. I don't know if they still have a chance to secure home field for their wild card game.
Mm-hmm. They've got
the Yankees
a wild card
were
game.
Winning, but anyway, they are playing, so right. I can't wait. Be fun to see them hopefully go farther in the postseason.
Giants Dodgers all weekend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're out of it. So all it is just boo Dodgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and traffic.
Oh, yeah, there's that too. Watch out
yay,
for the traffic.
Boo traffic.
Speaking of traffic, so Dreamforce's last day here in San Francisco is
today.
That's the big sales force.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you call that?
Gathering.
Yeah.
Massive
tech conference. Right. Yeah. Sales event. Right. I don't know.
Jewel's playing at 1:00.
Uh-huh.
She is?
Yeah. I know.
Good for
that's
her.
Sort of out of the blue.
I know.
She's great. I
mean,
like, if you've never seen her live, she actually puts on a great show.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so that's happening today, and then we get our town back. Oh, I guess while I'm on it, I should mention that the crews have begun to try and figure out a way to deal with the cracked beams at the transit, Transbay Transit Center. Well, they think that the current plan is to put up shoring system in the middle of Fremont Street so they can allow traffic to move around both sides of that street. It's still tentative. They won't have that even done until next week. You know what? This would be a neat thing to sit in on. Maybe I'm just lame, but they have engineers trying to figure out how to fix this right now.
And why it's happening.
Right. So it would be probably neat to hear maybe it wouldn't be neat.
Maybe it would be like, in theory, it's neat, but then really it's just a bunch of math.
They're working on a design right now. So that's part of it. There's, you know, and the materials they'll need to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
Not just temporarily make it useful, but fix it. So that's the work going on right now behind the scenes is really smart people are trying to figure out what to do.
Using their calculations.
There was a 7.5 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia, and it triggered a tsunami.
Oh, when? In the last hour or so?
Yeah, the latest.
Oh, boy.
You know what? There's time differences, so I don't know what time our time that it happened, but they're saying there's it's bad news. The Indonesia Disaster Agency says the magnitude 7.5 this Sulawesi earthquake caused the tsunami to hit the capital of Palu, Palu.
Okay,
and another city. Donggala. They're saying in a live TV interview that houses were swept away and families were reported missing. So this is real, and we don't even know the extent of it yet.
Yeah, reports are coming out pretty slow.
And it's all islands. I mean,
couldn't find it in any of the... I was looking on my pad for updated news and couldn't find it.
Well, it looks like AP is one of the only ones reporting.
Right.
CNN puts them out, but APA's got a little bit more.
I'll bring that news to you as I get it. One last quick thing. Elon Musk is now in trouble. It looks like the SEC is suing him for those tweets he made about how he was going to take Tesla private.
Right.
And actually putting a price up there and then continuing to tweet about how...
Funding secured.
You can stay with the company. I'm hoping to... It's a whole thing, but they're suing him. And so...
Yeah, just concentrate on coming up with great ideas. Like, enough of this. Get through this. Do what you got to do to get out of it. Don't be the CEO of anything. Just be the ideas guy. Elon, please.
So we'll see how this plays out for him, but...
Did you see that thing where he said something about he made the price $420?
Yeah,
to like because of the cool pot reference, man, and he thought his girlfriend would get a kick out of it.
The government says his tweets caused significant confusion and disruption in the market for Tesla stock and ended up hurting investors' wallets. So that's at the heart of what they're suing him for. It looks like the dream is over, everyone.
Oh, no. Which dream died now?
The bionic wiener.
Oh. Oh, no. Did the guy's bionic wiener fall off?
The man who had sex for the first time at the age of 45 after being fitted with a $50,000 bionic man area collapsed unconscious at home just a few days after he'd done it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's been rushed to the hospital, they say. Back to the hospital because, you know, they had to put it on in the first place. Right. He was born with some kind of congenital abnormality, which hits a certain number of, you know, the percentages are very low, but the guy didn't have one.
A man area,
I mean, right. And so they were able to, after all these years of not being able to enjoy...
Right.
Regular relations. He had one added to him, and it looked like he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's the one that found him on the floor where he'd passed out. They took him to the hospital where he remained unconscious for 5 days.
And they must have taken that thing right off of him, right?
It doesn't say here what they've had to do. He had a fever for days and was vomiting.
Oh, the poor guy.
I know, he just finally got to
do it.
He just finally got to do it.
Well, at least he did get to do it.
Really?
I guess. I mean, you know, you don't want to die without that.
We can barely work him after years and years of use, though. I mean, the one try, that's all you're going to give me?
Gosh. That's just so sad. I hope he's
okay.
It's very
sad. I'll let you know, but that's right now.
Is it his body rejecting it or something?
I don't know.
Some infection?
Vinny, I didn't hear if you mentioned this. Did you mention about his gallbladder?
His gallbladder? No. Let's talk gallbladders.
They're going to remove his gallbladder.
Oh. So maybe it has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Hope so.
Let's keep that thing after all those years without one. Without one. Not one. Didn't have one.
Right. How many meals a day would you say you eat?
Between 2 and 4.
Interesting. Yuzi?
Probably 2 and 3.
According to a new survey, 3/4 of Americans don't eat the traditional 3 meals a day anymore.
Oh.
They say the average person eats 2 meals and 3 snacks every day. I still like a good 3. I mean, I have my little snacks to get me through to the 3, but
yeah.
I don't. And they decrease in size as the day goes on. Mm-hmm. Dinner is my smallest meal of the day.
I wish dinner was my smallest, but, you know, when you got kids to feed, it's just hard to make it the smallest one.
Yeah. Well, if I eat a late lunch, then I don't have dinner.
Right. I won't eat dinner. Yeah. Like, I think today I'm going to go to Michael's Sourdough. Yeah.
Yum.
Man, you've been going there a lot. What's going on?
It just keeps happening to me. And if I eat that, I'm not hungry the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Eat that half a sandwich and be like, oh my God.
Only half?
I can't eat more than that.
You eat a half a sandwich and then you're done for the day.
It's like eating a roast. This big.
A roast.
I can't eat 2 roasts. They're very filling. A lot of bread.
Is it true that you're saving room in your tummy in the evening hours for alcohol? Is that what's going on?
I don't need to save room for that. I can always fit some of that in.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent.
People who live in Monaco are banned from entering the famous casino there in Monte Carlo.
Really?
Guards check IDs at the door to make sure only tourists are the ones in there gambling.
Because they don't want people in Monaco to lose all their money to the gambling houses?
Right.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. There's not that many people that live actually in Monaco. Isn't it like a square mile or something? It's tiny.
I don't know. Are you going to go there?
I would love to go to Monaco. Oh, my God.
Are you going to pitch that next?
I'm not.
Next family meeting?
I'm not going to, but no. I would love to go there.
Jerry of Ben & Jerry's has never come up with a single ice cream flavor.
Oh.
They've all been created by Ben or someone else on the team. But Jerry.
Has he tried? What are some of the rejected Jerry ideas?
I don't have any here.
How about goody goody yum yum?
Like, how about no, that? Jerry.
How about bleach?
No, Jerry.
Bleach.
I'm just trying, throwing everything out there.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You want to know something that's weird? The missus goes, I got ice cream, and I was like, ah. Oh. I'm so bummed that you did because
no.
I'm going to eat it now.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Meal number three.
And I go, all right, what'd you get? And she goes, Americone Dream. And I'm like, oh, God, I love that one.
Oh, it's a great one.
And then I got in there and it was half-baked.
Oh. What?
And I was slightly disappointed.
What,
and
that's another flavor?
Yeah, it's a different flavor. And it's got brownies in it, which I love. But you know what I don't like is the cookie dough. I'm not into that cookie dough. Like, it's half... Yeah. Cookie dough, half.
I would never
brownie.
Personally select cookie dough, but I will eat it if it's all that's
you will.
Available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just not into it anymore. Yeah. It's just a bite of sugar.
I really just like plain chocolate chip. Talenti does this. It's
who?
Like a Talenti. I don't know. They're just at the Whole Foods. They come in the plastic with the screw cap on top.
I don't know those guys.
Brown screw. You should try some of their flavors. They have some really. They do a. Chocolate ice cream that has like a ribbon of peanut butter in it, like a nice, and it has little tiny peanut butter cups in it.
Oh, that sounds insane.
Crazy delicious. We call it crack. Oh, it's you got some crack.
It's not diet ice cream that
oh,
you
God,
eat, is
oh,
it?
Oh, dear Lord, no. It is not diet ice cream.
That.
It's
I'll just skip.
Freaking delicious.
510 says, the new Barbra Streisand record is perfect for Garage Cat. I don't get it.
Oh, Garage Cat, are you going to sing Barbra Streisand?
Love it.
408 says, wow, Murphy and Barbra, skewing old indeed. Now all you need to do is cover Vin's janky feet, Hooman's janky back, Sarah's puzzle injury, Yuzi's diverticulitis, and Bryn's gout.
I knew they were going to go to gout.
Well, yeah, the gout, man. Don't worry. We'll be doing shows like that before you know it.
That Barbra Streisand song is terrible. Yeah. I thought it was a parody, says 510.
I know. She sounds awful on it. I love her voice, and that just did not sound good.
No.
And I'm bummed to hear that someone would pay $1,000 to go to a concert and have to sit through her political rant.
Yes.
Like, shut up and play your songs.
Right.
Well, she's the boss of her.
She really is. Nobody gets to tell Barbra. Listen, if she was sitting here, I would not say that to her.
Pearl Jam used to do that a lot in the 90s. A lot.
Well, when you two did that, I just...
Oh, well, you know, it's their platform.
Bums me out. Yeah, true, but...
They've got you, your captive audience, and you paid through the nose to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, in Pearl Jam's defense, they were at their peak rocking form. So right after the, you know, sort of belligerent rant, they'd just go off into another song and he'd be over it.
Oh, way to channel your anger into great music, guys.
There we go. We're back. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
New music, Vinny.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.